Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message I started this past Monday, A Call for Courage. I began by sharing that within every human heart is a desire for satisfaction, for a sense of significance. In fact, I was just thinking as I was saying those words that years ago I read a book. I don't even remember the author or what it was about, but the title was The Search for Significance. That's a basic need within each one of us. Why? Because we want our lives to count, our lives to matter, that our existence has somehow contributed to the human race, that we fulfill, speaking now from a Christian child of God standpoint, that we fulfill God's purposes for our lives. For if we do that, then we will be significant. We will be successful. Why? Because we are not unrelated, disjointed individuals out there trying to make it on our own, but the Word talks about God's people as being members of the body of Christ, that we all belong together, just like a human body. All the multiple different kinds of cells, tissues we have in our body, the different organs, they all work together to promote health and a holistic integrity, if you will, on a physical level. And so we need to function. We're supposed to do, like, if you know you have a you have blood cells in your body, well, those white blood cells, those red blood cells, they have a purpose and a function. And if at any time the white blood cells or the red blood cells decide not to function as they should because of disease, sickness, then your body is not going to be healthy. So it's extremely important. We can rely on a physical level, so it is spiritually. We all must fulfill our role. We must all do our part, no matter how old we are, no matter how young we are. I love to send out birthday cards to partners when I know their birthday, and I've got this one that I made up that says, you're never too old or too young to serve God. You're always the perfect age. And that's true. Certainly, the seasons in our lives change. What we do as a young person is certainly different from what we do when we're advanced in years, but that doesn't make any one particular season better than another. In fact, praise God, now that I is one, yay for the seniors, yay for those in their 70s and 80s and 90s and even older perhaps that are standing as a light, as a beacon for Jesus Christ. Those are the real signs and wonders in the body of Christ. I mean, any young person can get excited and have a forceful, powerful ministry, but those that are kept strong by the power of God, listen, that is a testimony, praise God, to God's power, to His keeping faithful. Amen. Well, before I just need to get on with this message, but we were talking about the need, the call for courage in today's world. We're living in very dangerous times. As Paul told Timothy, know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, and they have arrived, beloved. Have you noticed? There's such violence in the streets of America. We're reaping the whirlwind. We've sown to the wind, and we are reaping the whirlwind because why? We don't need God. We took prayer out of schools. We don't need the Constitution. We don't need Christian values. And beloved, our society is the way it is. I'm 70 years old. There are many of you even older than I. You remember a day when it was different. Society was different here in America. We're just not remembering the good old days. But beloved, values and standards were different. They started changing in the 60s. when psychedelic drugs came in, when the New Age started proliferating, when, you know, all the various religions that have come from the East they permeate our society, witchcraft and the occult on the rise. We are living in desperate times. So, beloved, every one of us needs courage. And I believe there's no real safe haven. I know many talk prophetically about cities of refuge. Praise God. I believe, you know, God will always protect his people. In fact, I've been thinking I need to send it out again. It's a wonderful story. I copied it, made it available. I love sending inserts. And beloved, I'm always encouraging not only people to write because of the power there is in agreeing prayer. Sometimes it takes more than yourself to get answers to prayer. God has a principle when two or three agree together, okay? Anyway, this particular article, I think it was based, I don't know, it was Paul Harvey maybe, but anyway, it shared about a gentleman who survived the terrible tragedy of his day, which was the great San Francisco fire, and it shows of God's protection upon him and his property. So it doesn't matter where we live, the safest place to be, beloved, is in the center of God's will. I know there are those that said, oh, you need to get out of California, you need to get out of the East Coast. Well, if God's leading you that way, well, then praise God. But if not, you know, for many, that's impossible. Many are up in years. Many have established homes, their life situation, children in school. You know, people just can't pick up and leave. And so we need to trust God that he is with us in these perilous times. So we need courage. And we not only need courage to face our daily lives, we need courage and conviction to fulfill the call of God on our lives. Remember I talked about the search for significance, for that reason for being? Well, every one of us have it, and we are going to need courage not just to live in these days, but to fulfill the call, the ministry, the purpose for our creation in the heart of God. Now, let me just share some more scriptures. As I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we looked at Isaiah, and here's another scripture out of Isaiah 51 and 7. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Oh, I'm talking to them. Praise God. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. In other words, don't worry about what they say. And, of course, we have the very words of Jesus in Matthew, the 10th chapter, and he was telling his disciples to expect persecution. In verse 26, fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. And verse 28, he goes on to say, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him, he's speaking of God Almighty, which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Beloved, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Just a couple more scriptures. 1 Corinthians 16 and 12. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. And these days, as never before, are calling for men and women of strength and courage. Courage of convictions, courage of actions, courage of words. Psalm 31 and 24 says, be of good courage. Beloved, I'm speaking that to you today. Be of a good courage, and he, the Lord, shall strengthen your heart, ye that hope in the Lord. Well, while we've been talking about courage, although I suppose we all in some measure understand what that means, you know I love to give definitions. So here's the definition of courage by Webster. It is mental or moral strength to venture, to persevere, and to withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. Let me read that again. Mental or moral strength to venture, to persevere, withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. And so courage implies, beloved, firmness of mind and will in the face of danger or extreme difficulty. The word, there are some words synonymous or like a word. A synonym means something that's like, such as bravery, mettle, M-E-T-T-L-E, not M-E-T-A-L, but that refers to strength of spirit, if you will, mettle, spirit, resolution, tenacity. Those are synonyms or somehow descriptive of what courage is. But bottom line, you know what courage is? It's simply the capacity to deal with fear. Have you ever seen a war movie and someone asks his buddy, he said, "Are you afraid?" And they're honest. Yes. Beloved, certainly every soldier who is in the heat of battle or impending battle has to be fighting fear. They could lose their life. And how many multiplied thousands over the generations have done just that? They've lost their lives, but it was their capacity nonetheless to deal with that personal fear and to do the things that they needed to do, they wanted to do, they desired to do, risking life, risking limb. You know, we talk about those that come back from combat today, the wounded warriors. Indeed, they are that. They were willing to sacrifice. Oh, do we even pray for them? Those that have come back with shattered lives, not just physically suffering loss of limbs and disfigurement and things like that, but the mental and emotional horrors they faced in war, the post-traumatic syndrome. Do we care? Do we pray for them? Beloved, we need courage, all of us, in the lives we face today. It's the capacity to deal with fear. And so I'm just still really developing this. I invite you to tune in tomorrow, but let me share just briefly a testimony from a sister writing from Moreno, California. Dearest Sister Glass, first I want to mention how I enjoy the pictures, sayings, little characters and all the word and your writings. You make us feel like your family. You're so heavenly special. She goes on to share needs. I'm praying, but the challenge is testing my faith. You have been such a blessing to me through the years. Thank you, Sister Glass. Praise God. And then another letter from a brother writing recently from Nampa. I've read your letter twice. It's what I need for that time. Whenever I read your letters, it's perfect timing. It's a word from the Lord at the right time. Praise God. Well, if you need a word from the Lord at the right time, it's not my brilliance or gifting or ability with words. Beloved, it is the Holy Spirit. And to Him goes all the glory, and to Jesus. I love you, my spiritual family. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.